The Purple People Eaters were one of the most dominating defensive units in NFL history. They helped bring plenty of success to Minnesota. And in 2013, the Vikings will have a touch of that vintage success with them on the field each Sunday.
I think it's a good meld between the throwback and kind of the modern uniform. And, you know, the color change definitely, to me, says a little bit more of that throwback. Not quite as deep, but the simpler uniform kind of reminds me of like we're going back to the days of the 70s and 80s of the some more of the original Viking uniforms, but in a modern way.
You have the classic look, but you have the modern fabric, you have modern numbers, you have the modern fit of the jersey, and that's been the difficult thing for a lot of teams to keep that traditional look. The jersey sleeves are, they used to go down to your, halfway down your forearm. They now end at the cap of the shoulder pad. And to fit your traditional look, it's very difficult. And keep the numbers in the same spot and keep the striping in the same spot. This approximates that jersey we were wearing back in the mid to late 70s.
I think the best thing is probably we're combining a lot of the latest, greatest Nike innovation and what we're delivering from a performance side on field with a great cultural story and that unique inspiration points about what it means to be Minnesota Vikings. So we really feel like we took a lot of inspiration from the stage itself, you know, the land of 10,000 lakes, the Norse culture and the Viking folklore, and then really just the culture and attitude and simplicity of design of what it means historically for the Minnesota Vikings.
The team unveiled their new uniforms this week, and they received nothing but rave reviews thus far.
I love it. You know, I love the color, the dark purple, the jersey. The one thing that stood out the most to me, the numbers, and how they're designed. You get that curved look, you know, it can remind you of the tip of the boat, you know, the Vikings boat. And, you know, it's simple, it's smooth, it's sharp. I love what they have done with the jerseys.
You know, first thing that stands out to me is the simplicity of them. I think Nike didn't go overboard with the design. It kind of has a throwback feel to it. I love the helmets, the matte purple, the helmets a little deeper purple. I think the black face mask looks great. There's not too much to complain about. I think it looks awesome. The purple pants are a great addition as well.
I love them. You know, it's the more traditional style with, you know, you got the stripes on the sleeve, more simple look, but I think it's a lot cleaner look.
Plenty has changed in uniform design since the old Vikings uniforms in the 60s and 70s, but the new look combines the retro feel with the newest and latest technology and innovation from Nike.
We listen to the voice of the athlete, and it's those insights that make that real. You know, they're the ones that are putting on the uniforms or in that field of play and in that arena. They have the insights that will let them drive to the next level. So for us listening to them, being able to validate that all within our research lab and then bringing that back and forth with them and make sure we have that product right, that's the specialness of what we do every day at Nike.
Bringing back the vintage look with a modern feel has been a big hit in the first week of the new look Vikings uniforms. Now the team is hoping their new style equates to more success on the field and a deep playoff push in 2013.
I mean, you know, the saying goes, you look good, you play good. So, you know, I think the jerseys are going to fit the 2013 personality of our team, and we're excited about them.
The jerseys kind of tell the story, you know, and that's what went into it, you know, with the designers that, you know, created these new uniforms. They had a story behind it. You know, you can get the simulation of waves, you know, from the numbers, you know, or from the shoulder pads, or, you know, like I say, that vision of that Vikings boat. But I feel like the fans will be able to look at the jerseys and see what their minds tell them. You know, you got these diehard Viking fans that have been fans for over 40, 50 years, and, you know, they see the new jerseys, and they were kind of to feel like, damn, that looks like a Viking, you know, uniform. So I think that's what they'll take away from it.
They wouldn't drop me for nothing if I wasn't ready. I got to believe in myself just like they believe in me, you know. So, yeah, I'm ready.
Coming up, get an all-access look at the first day as NFL players for the Vikings' 3 first-round picks. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.